What we must do to be ready when Christ returns, December 2. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near, Isaiah 55:6. The time is coming when it will be too late to seek God, and I have been thinking how we shall feel when probation is closed and all our life work ended. With what feelings shall we review the past? Shall we then wish that our efforts to serve God had been more earnest? Shall we wish that we had lived more in harmony with his revealed will? Shall we then be accounted as faithful servants? What if at this moment we should hear the voice of Christ saying, "It is done"? In view of the solemn responsibilities that rest upon us, let us contemplate the future that we may understand what we must do in order to meet it. In the solemn assembly of the last day in the hearing of the universe will be read the reason of the condemnation of the sinner. For the first time, parents will learn what has been the secret life of their children. Children will see how many wrongs they have committed against their parents. There will be a general revealing of the secrets and motives of the heart, for that which is hid will be made manifest. Those who have made sport of solemn things connected with the judgment will be sobered as they face its terrible reality. Those who have despised the Word of God will then face the author of the inspired oracles. We cannot afford to live with no reference to the day of judgment, for though long delayed, it is now near, even at the door, and hasteth greatly. When you consider these solemn things, do you not realize, dear youth, that you must cease from your selfish, sinful course, cease to do evil, and learn to do good? It is your own course of action that will mold your character for destruction or for the bliss of the ceaseless ages of eternity. Will you heed the injunction, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near"?